Blog Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Sister Jada Presents, where we are intentional, inspirational, and impactful, spotlighting businesses and entrepreneurs, organizations, ministries, authors, artists, musicians, and leaders who have taken a leap of faith, thriving and impacting communities and individuals across the globe. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for the good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." This month, the theme is Extraordinary Faith. And for those who are tuned in, we welcome you to this exclusive interview with Culture Freedom. And I'm going to share just a few things about him because we only have 15 minutes, and I know that we want to hear his voice. Culture Freedom is a native of Trenton, New Jersey. He's no newcomer to the hip-hop form. He's been active in the music business for over 30 years, performing, writing, and producing as a member of the trio Poor Righteous Teachers. They've sold over a million copies of their last four albums, where they were label mates with the legendary Run-DMC. They worked on collaborations with artists such as KRS-One, Lauryn Hill, and Wyclef. His latest musical endeavors include release of his solo project, Culture Freedom, Tools of Trade, and is so much more. For the past 20 years, Culture has been really busy in the culinary chef in Nashville, Tennessee. He teaches strong, positive messages, and ever since being drawn closer to the Word of God as a solo artist, Culture Freedom is determined to spread the good news to the masses. Amen. He also has a beautiful family, and he is a man who wears many hats. So we are so excited to have Culture Freedom with us. And I'm going to welcome you, Culture Freedom. Are you with us?
Yes. Good evening, everyone.
All right. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. And we just thank you for accepting the invitation to come on and bless us with your wisdom, your journey, and your time. It is such an honor. First of all, I want to ask you about your experience as a chef. Where did your passion come from to become a chef?
Well, my passion for just good food, basically, like most young black males, just come from my mother, you know. My mother was a great cook, and she was the matriarch of my family after the passing of my grandmother. And, you know, people would always come to her, you know, to cook this, to cook that. She's going to cook for Thanksgiving and all this kind of stuff. So, just eating her food and just I've grown a love for just cooking with passion and cooking with love. But unfortunately, she passed away at a very early age, and I couldn't enjoy that good cooking anymore. So, you know, over the years, I tried to recreate and try to bring back some of those recipes and keep alive some of those meals that she used to cook all the time. And I would say it started with my mother, you know, it just started with her, just, you know, like most of us, you know, we always had that big mama or that person in the family that just threw down, and she was that person.
Right.
So, yeah, just watching her cook and just tasting her good food, you know, I believe it just started with her.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what's up. And then, you know, I've seen some of your dishes. I mean, wow, they are just amazing. So towards the end of the interview, if you could share, you know, with people how to get in touch with you. Also, let's talk about Poor Righteous Teachers. I mean, I remember listening to y'all when I was young, and to me, your group was a group that was set apart from other groups. And it says in your bio that through your rhymes that you convey a scenario of what's going on in the inner city without all the hype of glorifying a negative lifestyle and perpetuating violence. That's powerful. Tell me what first of all, where did all that knowledge come from? Because y'all was young and full of knowledge and wisdom and willing to share it. Tell me where all that knowledge come from.
I just think it's the era that we grew up in. I mean, we grew up in the Spike Lee, Public Enemy, you know, just that whole era. You know, we were all 70s babies and late 60s babies. So, you know, coming right out of the, you know, Black Panther, pro-black movement, and just growing up in that whole culture, you know, we always shared knowledge. It was all about each one, teach one. And, you know, my best friend, Wise Intelligent at the time, he grew up in the same type of culture. So we just tried to take what we saw and, you know, say, hey, you know, how could we speak about the same things that everybody else is speaking about, but just have a positive, you know, synopsis of what's going on, or give a positive understanding of what we see. And it just came from a lot of reading, just seeking, wanting to know, wanting to understand, and just a lot of reading, a lot of studying, different things. You know, I grew up in the church, so I drew from scripture a lot. He drew from scripture a lot. His mother actually named all of her children after people in the Bible. You know, like his name was Timothy, his brother's name was Isaiah, other brother's name was Joseph. So she was a very spiritual woman. So we drew a lot from scripture and just a lot of the studying that we was doing.
Wow.
So we would say things
that's
like,
good.
If I was
that's
on
good.
No black crack, I don't think a single soul would listen. But if I was to rip, bum rush, and start dissing, I'll get your total comprehension, because all they want to see is violence and negativity when the problem is lack of unity. So, you know, we would just kind of sit back, see, you know, like, what is the real problem? You know, what is behind all of this gangbanging? What is behind all of this stuff? What's causing the problem? And we would bounce ideals off of one another, and then we would take it and turn it into poetry or turn it into song.
Amen. And as a result, you know, you could see the passion, you know, you could hear the passion behind your music. But as a result, you sold over 1 million albums. Your last four albums, over a million albums. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was just the climate, you know, it was the climate at the time. People wanted to know, they, you know, black consciousness was arising, and you just had a lot of people just wanting to know. You know, back then, in the late, early 90s, you know, to own a piece of HBCU clothing was coveted. You know, it was important to have. You know, Bill Cosby had his show out, Different World, the show A Different World was popular. So it was a certain level of black pride, black consciousness that was out at the time, you know, that was great. You know, people were having conversations, you know, you could, you know, or you could address certain things in music or in the media, and people wasn't as sensitive as they are right now. So, you know, it was a great time to share information. As it is now,
yes, it
but,
was.
You know, people were more accepting, you know, of learning things that they didn't know from one another.
Amen. That's good. That's good. And I remember you all, you know, being defined as black conscious, you know, black conscious group. I remember that.
Yeah.
And that's one of the, yeah. You just mentioned that. So that's awesome. All right. So tell us about your passion also to spread the good news.
Well, you know, that's just, we are all called to evangelism as believers. You know, we're all called to spread the gospel, because it is the power of the gospel that leads to salvation, you know. So it's just, you know, just wanting to free people up from the bondage of the flesh, from the bondage of the world, from the bondage of the everyday struggle, you know, and give people hope and faith, you know, in something outside of themselves, you know. And we find all of that in Jesus Christ, you know, who is our Lord and Savior. So just spreading, like, you know, it's one of those things where if something freed you up and made you whole and just set you on the right path and new direction, you want to share with other people. You know, it's not even something to, you know, it's all super deep. It's just that, you know what? Through Christ, I gained freedom and gained understanding on areas of my life where I had no direction, I had no understanding, you know. And in my darkest moments, when I didn't realize it at the time, it was Christ that was bringing me through those moments. It was God drawing me closer and nearer to Him in order for me to use me to go and, you know, free other people up. But at the time, sometimes you don't really understand it, you don't really know. But once you get drawn closer to Christ, you know, your eyes get open and your spiritual eyes get open, and you begin to understand more and more that it was God the whole time that was leading you out of the mess that you were in. You know, because even though we had self-consciousness and a knowledge of self, you know, I needed to have a knowledge of God. Who was I in Christ? What was I called to do? What was my purpose in Christ? And all the other natural things that I knew how to do, like cook, rap, sing, and all of those things, it all lined up. You know, everything came into perspective. Okay, now I know why I have this voice. Now I know why I have this talent. You know, one rhyme I said, you know, teaching you right is heaven over hell, is freedom over jail. You know, and you know, when you're out there and you just have a bunch of information, you know, that's all you have. You have a bunch of head knowledge, you know, and you really don't have any knowledge of God. So, you know, having knowledge of the world and things going on in the world is fine, but without knowledge of God and without spiritual direction, you know, you really don't know where you're going. You know, you're just kind of spinning your wheels.
Amen. And Culture Freedom, we have less than 1 minute left. You are already dropping some wisdom. I just thank you for that. For those who need, like, you know, for those who may need a little encouragement, because they may want to move forward in their work as an artist, their work as a writer or in business, what scripture would you leave with them? And do you have a few words? We probably have like maybe about 30 seconds left.
A few words of encouragement. I would just say, you know, stick with it. You know, over time, nothing happens overnight. You know, I've been a chef for over 30 years. I've been married for close to 30 years. I've been in Word for some time now since I was a young kid. And, you know, I would say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added on to you. You know, it's all about seeking God first. You know, if you seek God, you know, and you put God first, everything else will come into order. I used to think that I had to go after things first. Like, I got to get this, I got to get that, I got to work hard, I got to do all of that. And like I said, I was spinning my wheels. But once I aligned my will with the will of God, everything else started to come into play, you know. And, you know, so that's pretty much what it is. And also, that scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, for anyone who want to, you know, write it down and look it up later. But it's all about, you know, seeking God first, you know.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom, your journey with us, and encouraging everyone. And we're just so grateful for you. And if I'm hoping we have a few seconds left, but we just want to encourage everyone to. He also has a clothing line. So if there, can you share how to connect with you, just period, how to connect with you?
You mentioned the clothing line, so I'll address that one first. And it's www.colt-freecollection.com. Or you can contact me through Facebook if you want at Hip Hop's Top Chef. Or IG or Instagram at Hip Hop's Top Chef, or Facebook at Culture Freedom Kerry Williams. That's KerryWillams. Culture Freedom Kerry Williams. And on Facebook or on IG, Culture Freedom PRT. And just to reach me through there, you know, and we can have more in depth discussions. You know, and yeah, just, you know, my thing is just keep God first. You know, the Bible says that those who delight in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart, you know. And
amen.
That's just in that, you know, I try to remember that delight in God first, delight in him and his word, you know, and, you know, he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Amen. Amen. I believe that's Psalms 37:4, I believe. Amen. Amen. Wow, you have truly blessed us. We just thank you again, wow, for sharing that wisdom. We thank God for you. We thank God for your journey. And we hope that you'll come back soon.
Yeah, just know that God has a purpose for your life. You know,
amen.
That's what I would tell all the young people, that, you know, when you're young, you think that everything is just so dire and everything is so right now. But God, you know, God, he said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. So he knows the plans he has for you. So just, you know, just be patient.
Amen. That's good. That's good. That's powerful. Wow. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And we are so grateful, again, that you've taken the time out to come. And if anyone would like a copy of the recording, just let us know. And we also have a link where you can listen again if you want to be encouraged again by Culture Freedom. And we just praise God for you, and we thank everyone for tuning in. God bless you, my brother. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you for having me. Thanks to everyone that tuned in to listen. Hopefully we can have more extensive and in-depth dialogue. And Jada, thank you for what you do in your ministry, and I want to encourage you to keep reaching out and keep doing it and keep doing it. And I pray that God will increase your territory and bless the fruit of your hands.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Culture Freedom. And just for being, you know, just the humble man of God that you are, you know, it's just a blessing. We just thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. God bless
everyone.
And once again, don't forget to be intentional, inspirational, and impactful. And the scripture that he left, Matthew 16:33. God bless.
God bless.